Carol just called and said, it is true that the president is unhappy with the poverty draft.
Mr. Jenkins on 9-0.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah.
Are you ready to talk?
Yeah.
I believe I've got problems again. George Reed had just called and said he just had a call from his friend and that Jordan had just received from Williams an affidavit executed by Reynolds stating that he was in Montego Bay in 1963. Bobby called him down there and wanted to know how much kickback of commission he would receive in the conversion of the policy. He told him he didn't know. He'd see and find out about it when he got back in March. After he was back, Bobby asked him to call me and ask me if the conversion had been completed. Somewhat later, I called him through his answering service and asked whether he had gotten his commission and then stated whatever he worked out with Mr. Baker would should be given to Mr. Baker in cash. Bobby would bring it in. Another affidavit's attached from a telephone answering service, which says in January 1963, Reynolds received a call from me and left a number. In April, he received another call, and 2 weeks later, I received another call, which I described as important. Attached also is a letter from Dr. Travail to Reynolds, enclosing two copies of a chest x-ray. And they just had received these. The fellow said he felt sure in an effort to extend the hearings. And that the press has got some of them.
Well, now, what are the facts?
Well, there's anything to any of it. We converted the policy in 1963. You know, it was a regular small life policy at a cheaper rate. In 63, we increased the payment and got it from a whole life reducing plan like the others. We had taken it out at the cheaper rate when you were going around the world in 61. And, but I'm sure there's nothing to any of that other. I never heard of it. Also, they've got the list of witnesses that the Republicans want. They furnished them as 16 on the list. He didn't remember who all of them were. He remembered they were me and George Sampson. Margaret Tucker and Jay McDonald, and Ryan Vanderzee, Charlie Baker, and Matt McCloskey and Jack Anderson. Those were the names he could remember.
Well, nothing like this happened, did it?
I'm certain it didn't.
You never talked to him about kicking back and owing Bobby in cash.
No, sir. Doubtless talked to him about converting the policy. In fact, I know he did. However, I've got the file in front of me and all the correspondences with Sampson. There's a letter from Witte to Sampson transmitting the policies to be corrected. There's one from Sampson to Witte acknowledging them, saying when they're corrected, they'd be delivered to me. There's a memorandum from me to you and Mr. Kellum comparing the bid from Huff in Manhattan, which I reached the conclusion that Manhattan's bid was much better because we'd had the policy for 2 years. And even with the advertising, Sampson's calling me on the other line.
All right, take your call and let me hold on. You call me back.
All right, sir.
Joe Walter?